Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
All right, next game. Lions lay in 3 at the Arizona Cardinals.
Absolutely not. Done out. And I know also, because I was listening to you driving in today, you're fully erect for the Lions. Yep. So you could sell the people this pen, and then I'm going to give you the reasons why. I'm just staying away from it.
And at this point, it is more than 4 hours, so call a doctor.
Wow.
Lions haven't lost back-to-back in almost 2 calendar years. October of 2022, the last time they lost back-to-back games. Not only do they bounce back and win, they win handily, winning by an average of 17 points per game, all of them by more than a field goal. Hutchinson gets a backup right tackle again. The Lions get a team terrible against play action pass. What's the one thing the Lions need to do to get back to basics after a loss? Run the ball, play action pass, find your tight end. Lions played well enough to win last week. I bet on the coaching staff. I bet on the bounce back. This is the Costa lock this week. Your response?
My response is, I still think the Lions are a Super Bowl team. You know I was high on the Cardinals preseason. You mocked me. The Lions are not right now. And I think what Dan Campbell said on your radio show, Cross Promotion, was as honest and realistic as it gets, where he said, paraphrasing a bit, look, we're not hitting the ground running on offense, and we still may not be by the bye week. It's going to take some time. And I don't think the interior third of that Lions O-line is really moving anything. I want to just see what they look like. Should they have won last week? Yes. The red zone stuff, not good. Defensively, there's opportunities here. Now, I think they stepped up huge in the second half against Tampa.
Yeah.
Tampa controlled that first half. Jim, I just don't want to bet on the Lions, and I don't want to bet against them. Arizona, maybe Kyler has figured this out, and you could make a case they should be 2-0. They played really well in that Buffalo game, and Josh Allen simply turned into the best player on the globe.
Yep. Again, 4 touchdowns. He's great.
This is a stay away. And again, I admit it. I'm watching this for my job.
Yeah.
I don't need to be sweating a bet. I'm going to pump the brakes on the Lions as favorites of field goals or more and just see, are they ready to be serious?
And again, in this spot, I'm not laying more than a field goal. I'm laying a field goal.
Correct.
You mentioned the interior of the Lions O-line. Fair. I think it can be better. They're top 10 in rushing yards right now. I would argue if they just stubbornly stayed committed to it, they win last week. Their red zone, admittedly, 1-7, not good enough. Do you know where they were last year? Number 2 in the NFL. Personnel is largely the same. Week to week, they're going to be closer to that team, one of the elite red zone teams, than the team we saw last week. So I'm willing to take a stab at them in a bounce back spot against a Cardinals team that's good but not great. And I'm pretty sure this is a public team, Arizona, this week, if you believe the splits. And again, always take it with a grain of salt. But I will take a Lions team that's also going against the public. Because people are looking at Arizona going, wow, look, they scored 40 last week, and they got a top offense.
I encourage you to go right ahead.
All right. Thank you.
I'm not making fun of it. I just don't want any part of it.